This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings, a local doctor who studies ways to slow and reverse the spread of infectious diseases such as AIDS and tuberculosis, has received a genius grant from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. She's one of 25 recipients of the prestigious award. Dr. Wafa L. Sadr works in New York at Harlem Hospital and travels around the developing world through her work at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health. She joins us now to talk a little bit about her research and clinical practice. Dr. L. Sadr, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
You've worked on preventing the transmission of HIV with the use of antimicrobial gels, stopping the spread of HIV from mother to fetus, improving compliance among tuberculosis patients who aren't always so reliable about taking their medicines. What do you see as the common denominator in your work?
I think the common denominator in our work is really trying to think about why people do certain things and why they are unable to do other things, and then how we can put together the programs as well as the research studies that try to assist them in acquiring new behaviors, whether they're here in Harlem or in Africa.
I wanted to talk about one of your programs specifically. You've recruited homeless tuberculosis patients to serve as monitors of other patients. This is through a program called Directly Observed Therapy, where people literally watch TB patients take their antibiotics so they don't miss a dose. Usually that's nurses or other hired folk who do that monitoring. How did you get the idea of using homeless people as monitors?
Well, this was at the time of the resurgence of tuberculosis in New York City in the early 1990s, where there was a big challenge of how do we get people with tuberculosis to take their treatment.
And it was primarily among the homeless population that we were seeing this resurgence, right?
Yes, largely amongst the homeless population, and it was really through talking to the patients and getting a sense of some of the impediments in their lives, and it became very clear to me and to us that they had very fragile social support, and they were alone in the world, and thus it became necessary to think of ways in which one could support them. And it was based on this intuition that by providing support and by providing a nurturing environment and by providing the needed services through their peers, through people like them, that one can be able to achieve completion of treatment of tuberculosis. And over the years, that's evolved very much to be one of the cornerstones of the program we are developing in Africa in tackling HIV, which is through not just thinking of the person with HIV, but thinking of that individual as well as their household and their family and their community.
As you mentioned, you've worked in Harlem, in sub-Saharan Africa, and other places. There's clearly a lot more infrastructure and funding here in New York City than many other areas where you're doing research and trying to improve clinical practices. But what else can you tell us about what's different and what's the same among these communities?
Certainly in New York, there are more resources. But yet, on the other hand, there are disproportionately less resources in Harlem than in other communities. I think, of course, the scale of the problem in Africa is substantially higher, although AIDS has not gone away in Harlem and other similar communities in the U.S. On the other hand, I believe there are so many similarities. When I speak to a person, a woman with HIV in Africa, in a clinic and try to understand her situation, what she's going through, and the challenges she's facing every day, it is so reminiscent to me of the same conversations I've had with my own patients at Harlem and the many challenges they face day in and day out in their lives.
You get lots of grants for your research from the National Institutes for Health and other institutions. How is this MacArthur grant different, and what do you plan to do with it?
The MacArthur grant is different in that it's not focused on a specific activities. It's not focused on a proposal that I put together and try to get funding for. I believe that this offers me and us and the teams that I work with here and overseas with really an opportunity to sit back and try to think creatively and try to dream about what can be done and what we'd like to get done.
Anything in particular you're going to focus on?
Very interested in the lives of families and the lives of women and empowering women to be able to address not just HIV, but a lot of other challenges they face in their lives. I'm very interested in utilizing HIV as a wedge to transform healthcare systems in some of the poorest countries around the world.
Well, congratulations on receiving a MacArthur Fellowship.
Thank you.
Dr. Wafa El Sadr works in New York City at Harlem Hospital. She is one of 25 recipients of the prestigious Genius Award offered by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. This is WNYC.